David Templeton is a familiar voice to KRCB listeners. He's with us here today, not talking about a show that he's watched, but a show that he has written and performed. It is called Wretch Like Me. It's autobiographical. And beyond that, I'll let you explain what it's about, David.
Well, Wretch Like Me takes its title from Amazing Grace, which is a song I fell in love with when I was 11 years old. I'd been a very bullied, lonely, sad, weird kid who played with puppets. And I found some respite from that when I stepped into what became fundamentalist Christianity. I threw myself into that during my young adult days. As a teenager, I became very involved at Downey High School in the Jesus Club. And this is the story of how I found a community there amongst the tripped out, crazy Jesus people of Southern California in the 70s, and how eventually I had to break away from it when I found that the more I tried to be like Jesus, the less the Christians really wanted me.
A little irony there.
Absolutely.
And you've turned this into a dramatic endeavor that's played around the county a bit. Now you're trying to take it a bit further afield.
I'm taking it about as far afield as I can imagine. I'm taking it to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is the largest theater festival of its kind in the world. The play has been accepted. It is a one-man show. It's just me on stage. I have a whole team that, you know, does the sound effects and makes it all work. We're taking it there because it's kind of like the Sundance of theater festivals. People go to Sundance to try to get to the next level. Well, I'm hoping that'll happen with my show, Wretch Like Me, at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
What does it take to get in?
Well, it takes renting a venue. That's really it. If you can get one of the many, many, many venues that take over this whole town during the month of the festival, if you can get them to trust you with your show, and then your check doesn't bounce when you rent the space from them, then the festival takes you on and puts you in their program. So we've done a whole lot of fundraising early just to put the down payment on the place where I'm going to perform, which is the historic Surgeons Hall Museum right there in Edinburgh, down from the castle.
That sounds like a pretty cool place to be. What do you have to do to get there?
What I personally have to do at this point is now continue raising the money to get there. It's going to take somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000. I am bringing a team of local folks who are going to come and help me. You have to sell the show every single day out on the streets because there are literally 600, 700 shows every day, and you have to get people to come to yours instead of the others. So it's going to be a lot of work, but also hopefully a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about taking this story to an international audience.
So do you do scenes on the street corner to pass out tickets or what?
We're going to do scenes. We're going to sing Amazing Grace forwards and backwards, which is something that I do in the show. Maybe even do some spontaneous puppet show stuff because the show does talk about my days as a teenage Christian puppeteer.
And what do you hope this will springboard you onto?
Well, at the very least, I would hope that I get other opportunities to perform this in other places. I'd love to do it in New York. I'd love other people to take the script and perform it themselves. I'd love to see maybe somebody want to adapt it into something else, like a film or whatever.
A grand prospect for a one-time wretch.
Absolutely. But, you know, it happens there at Edinburgh, and it's been my dream to take it there since I first started doing the show.
Well, good luck, and with any luck, we'll be able to talk to you about it when you come back.
Thank you very much.
David Templeton here with us today on The Exchange.